This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Deborah Becker, in for Meghna Chakrabarty. When one of the city's most beloved and critically acclaimed opera companies, Opera Boston, closed up shop at the end of 2011, opera lovers across the city were shocked and distraught. But now, the music is back. The brand new Odyssey Opera is making its debut this weekend with a performance of Wagner's Rienzi. It's the focus of this week's Artery segment, where we talk with artists and critics about what's exciting them. And who better to talk with us about Odyssey Opera than Graham Wright, an opera singer in his own right and the founder and host of Opus Affair, a fine arts social group that meets monthly in Boston. Hi, Graham.
Hi.
So it's not every day that you have a new opera company.
Not at all. So it's very exciting times for all of us in the arts world here in Boston.
And it was essentially, Odyssey Opera was essentially formed from the remnants of Opera Boston.
Yeah, you could certainly say that. And by no means is it just reanimating the old organization. There are a lot of the same players. You know, Gil Rose, who is the artistic director of Opera Boston, he's the founder of this new company. And so, of course, he's brought in some artists and some behind-the-scenes staff and some donors who are all involved with Opera Boston before. But this is definitely a new organization with new life.
How will it be different? Does it have a different mission?
Odyssey is a little more focused on the now. It's such a tough time for arts organizations these days, where you get so concerned about what is sustainable and is the organization going to be around, you know, a year from now, 10 years from now. It's easy to forget that we're really doing what we do just to create the most exciting moment.
And they're certainly making a statement with a, you know, 5-hour production, 200 people, one night only.
Yeah, you know, if the goal was to do something that really is sort of a once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience that's going to be bigger and crazier than anything, you know, most people in Boston have ever seen, then, you know, I think mission accomplished. To take Jordan Hall, which is not the biggest hall in the world, and squeeze 75 chorus members, 75 orchestra members, you know, a dozen or so soloists in there. I mean, that's going to be a huge chunk of the room just performing already. So if you're sitting there in the audience, I think it's going to be both epic and intimate, because you're going to have this massive wall of sound here in front of you, but you're going to be so up close and personal.
Right. Tell us about Rienzi. What's the story here?
It's set in 14th century Italy, and it's the story of Cola di Rienzi, who is a 14th century tribune in Rome. It's the story of him trying to raise up the public to reunite Italy. You know, ultimately, he's not successful in achieving his vision, but he does, shall we say, excite the people to action in a very dramatic sort of way. What's particularly interesting about the work for me is that, you know, this is one of Wagner's very first dramatic works. It's just the third opera that he wrote right before Flying Dutchman, which is, you know, a much better known work. It's sort of Wagner before he was Wagner. You know, he was still a young composer figuring out his style. More so in this work than some of his later works, you can really see a reflection of the period before him. You know, we were just coming from this long period of you know, bel canto opera, you know, very Italian. Then, you know, we're in an era now when Wagner is starting with, when Verdi is also getting started. So you can see, you know, in early Verdi and early Wagner, some of these bel canto roots. And then you can also see some of Wagner's distinctive style sort of creeping in. But if you're someone who, say, has had a sample of the Ring Cycle and said, you know, that's not for me, I would say this might be worth checking out again, because really there's a lot of other pieces of style in here that that you might not see as much of later down the road with Wagner. In fact, you know, when Wagner built his dream theater, Bayreuth, he did not perform this work there because he called it too Italian. And it wasn't until this last summer, July 2013, that theater finally performed Rienzi at Bayreuth as part of a celebration of the 200th anniversary of Wagner's birth.
But it is really unusual to perform this, something like this, to take on Rienzi, 6 hours for anybody.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, the original version clocked in right around 6 hours, and even within Wagner's lifetime, he recognized that that was a little big for one night out. So he would often split it up into two different nights. So
it's being separated with a dinner break in between.
That's right. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a big day. The performance starts at 3 o'clock and runs through 5:30. Then there's a 2-hour dinner break, and the performance picks up at 7:30 and runs on till 10. And it'll be a pretty serious day of opera for you.
Now, there is, of course, another large opera company in Boston. Do you think that the city can sustain?
Well, I think so. You know, I love Boston Lyric Opera. I've performed there for years and been a fan of theirs for even longer. And I think it's always a good thing to have a little bit of healthy competition. You know, not only to say we've got this major company in the BLO, but we've also got lots of these small little scrappy companies doing really creative work too. You know, you've got Boston Opera Collaborative, Opera Hub. I think it makes for a very healthy ecosystem to have this. And I think we're a long way away from exhausting our resources in terms of audience members, donors, and certainly in terms of artists. There's tremendous energy that's out there. And the fact that there are lots of these smaller companies, and that even when you knock down a major player like Opera Boston, it didn't take that long for another professional company to emerge, to sort of pick up the torch and run on here.
Graham Wright, founder and host of Opus Affair. He's been talking with us about the new Odyssey Opera Company, which will be making its debut this Sunday with Wagner's Rienzi. There's more information at our website, radioboston.org. Graham, thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
And we'll go out now with a little more of the overture to Wagner's Rienzi.
And that's it for today. Join us tomorrow on Radio Boston when we'll have the star of Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston, on his show's phenomenal success and why he's chosen a local play opening at the ART for his next project.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.